Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Faiz Koshandar is the executive director of United Transporters Community Council. Good morning, Faiz. So do you represent cab drivers in the Chicago area?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes.
And we're all wondering how cabbies can coexist with Uber and Lyft. What has to happen for you to be competing on an equal playing field?
Well, sir, we attended many meetings with CURB and the representative of the city and the cab drivers, and all of them agree that to compete with the new elephant in the room, they must come up with a solution and provide easy booking and easy pay. Mm-hmm. And that required upgrade their equipment and centralized the dispatch system.
Now, there's a story, Faiz, but I want to get your take on this story we reported today, the new app called Curb that will offer upfront price options for taxis. And will this work the same way we can get an Uber or a Lyft on our phone?
Absolutely. This is long overdue step we called for long time ago, and this is a beginning to have the taxi industry and the transportation industry in the city of Chicago as a reliable mean of transportation for the conventioners, the visitors, and the city citizens, which require easy booking and easy pay, so the customers will come back. And it's coming back, and I have our members on Midway and Airport and O'Hare Airport telling me that customers are waiting online to get cabs because they cannot afford the high prices of Uber and Lyft.
Right, and there are long wait times as well now. And I've noticed fewer cabbies around, fewer cabs around lately. What's the situation with drivers right now?
The drivers, they were scared from COVID-19, and some of them, they own medallions, and they can, if the medallion is incorporated, and most of them are, they can apply for unemployment, and that's what happened. They said, why bother on the danger outside with COVID-19? So they take some money from the state as unemployment. But they are coming back now. They are coming back in the streets. Well, how I know? Because they call in me and they said, please, I wasn't working all year, so I don't want to pay all these membership dues, $2 a week. So we grant them the waiver, and we forgive them about all these membership dues for the time they didn't work. And that's how we know. The drivers are the pulse of the industry, and I have members on Midway and members of O'Hare. They're telling me that in Midway, for example, they have only one starter at night. And I called the commissioner, and I called the manager of Midway, Mr. McGee, and I called him, we need another starter. One starter at night is not enough to facilitate. All the people are waiting online for 1 hour or 45 minutes to get a cab at Midway.
Well, we want more choice, and it would be great if the choice would be on an even playing field, Uber, Lyft, and the cabbies. And the good news, the app Curb, starting this morning, we'll begin providing taxi riders with a feature that lets commuters know the full price of their rides before their trips begin, as opposed to meters that run during the ride. So hope that works out, and hopefully our cabbie friends will be able to earn a good living again. And that is our hope. That would be good for our city, Fayez.
Absolutely.
And I thank you for joining us. It's Fayez Khoshalor, who is Executive Director of United Transporters Community Council. All the best to you, Fayez. Thank you.
Thank you very much.